Good morning. Good morning, TMC fam. This is Minister. Good morning. Good morning, TMC fam. This is Minister Cox from the Bronx, New York. Let us go to prayer. Dear most merciful Father, I want to thank you for waking us up this morning in our right state of mind. I want to thank you for this day that we've never seen before. Where there's pain, give the TMC family peace and mercy. Where there's self-doubt, release the news and confidence and ability to work through the TMC family. Bless the TMC finance. Give the TMC a great vision. Raise them up as leaders and friends, supporters, and encourage them. Also, thank you for the beginning of this day. Thank you for the De Leon family for sharing the Artists International in America. Thank you for the ambassador, Dr. PK, for speaking a word. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for all that she does. I thank you for the TMC family this morning. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up. Thank you, Father, for not giving up on us. Lord, I love the TMC family. All you DMC, go out and have a productive day. In the name of Jesus, we pray, let us thank you. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating us and greeting us on this day. Congratulations to you on your election, and also congratulations on you because I see you will be heading over to the Bahamas on the cruise that you won from Artists International. So congratulations, and we celebrate you. Well, welcome, 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 everyone, to the Master's Call. I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. On behalf of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Ambassador of Artists International, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we greet you, and we say thank you so much for dialing in to the Master's Call. We are in celebration mode here. Why? Because we are approaching our fourth year of ministry here in this telecommunications sanctuary at this divine and appointed time every Monday through Friday. Even on the holidays, we gather here so that our lives can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. We seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and we know that everything else will be added unto us. So we thank God for what he has been doing here on the Master's Call since October the 25th of 2010, and we thank you for being part of the Master Call family. So today is Friday, and you know on Fridays, after the first part of this call, we go ahead and go into praise reports, prayer requests, and testimony. So don't hang up today. After the first part of this call, you can stay on and experience the second part of this call along with us. But normally every day, Monday through Friday, immediately following this call, we head over to the morning motivational call. And that number for the morning motivational call is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. Again, 539598#. Make sure you get on the morning motivational call because there is some new things happening in Artists International, and we don't want you to miss out on it. Move it, reshape it, and work it. So check to see what the movement is. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing. Also, we invite each of you to visit www.artistempowermentconference.com, www.artistempowermentconference.com. If all roads lead to the Bahamas, to the Atlantis Resort, that will be October the 31st, November the 1st, and November the 2nd of 2014. That will be our Artist Empowerment Conference presented by the Kings of Artists and Artists International. And so for additional information, please visit that website. If you are visiting the Master's Call for the first time, you have not missed anything. Why do I say that? Well, because we have our own website. And so you could go to www.artistempowermentconference.com. themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, you will see our website, and that is accessible to you 24/7. So even in the midnight hour, if you need to just have a word from the Lord and you don't know where to get it from, well, visit themasterscall.net, and truly there is a ton of messages that will be an inspiration to you. Also, if you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a testimony, and it's not Friday and you just need someone to be in agreement with you, we do have an email address. And so if you go to info@themasterscall.net, you could go ahead and put in your information for your praise report, your testimony, or your prayer request, or maybe you just have a question, or maybe you want to be an intercessor here on the Master's Call. Maybe you want to greet the people as they come on 10 minutes before the call actually starts. That's kind of like our fellowship and hangout time. Then we invite you to utilize that email, info@themasterscall.net. So we thank you for joining us. I hope you have your pen, your papers, your notepad, whatever it is that you need, your Bible, out right now, because it is time for us to hear what the Lord has put on this kingdom building, man of God's voice today. So at this time, our speaker is no stranger to the TMC family. He's no stranger to Artists International. He is none other than Bishop C. Horace Kitson, all the way out from Orlando, Florida. He is a pastor. He's a husband. He's a father. He's a grandfather. He is a man with so much knowledge. He knows about the artist's product, and I'm telling you, he is a man who knows about God. He is connected, and he preaches the truth of God. So I'm not going to delay this any longer, but I bring to you none other, and I'm an honor to bring to you this morning, none other than Bishop C. Horace Kitson. Bishop Kitson, are you out there this morning?
I am very much here. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take us to the throne.
Thank you very much. It's a great privilege of mine this morning to greet the TMC family, all you wonderful folks that are all over, we can say, the world. It's a tremendous opportunity that we have to come together and to just fellowship, enrich, enhance, and even empower ourselves as we start each day. It's a great privilege and it's a great opportunity. I'm in Psalm 115 and verse 1-3. It says, "Not unto us, O God, Jehovah, not unto us, but unto your name give glory, for your truth and your mercy's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in heaven, is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever pleases him." And if you go down to verse 16, it says, "The heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men." So we see a few things here that we'll be able to highlight. The first thing we see is that as we talk about the sovereignty of God, the sovereignty of God, and man's responsibility, sometimes we become a bit confused. We are not certain exactly what God is to do or what God is doing versus what we are to do and what we are doing. So the psalmist said, "Not unto us, O God, not unto us, but unto your name give glory." And I'm going to encourage every one of us this morning to make a decision in our souls who we are going to give glory to. Who is it that deserves our full adoration? Who it is in the universe? Is it the president? Is it my mother, my father, my husband? We have to make a decision in our souls this morning. Who deserves the honor, the worship, and the praise of our souls? So as we talk about the sovereignty of God, then we could ask ourselves the question, why should we give glory to this God? We have to make the decision, to whom will I give glory? And that is so important. Am I going to give glory to a sports figure? I mean, things are changing all around us. Am I going to give glory just to technology? Am I going to give glory to man or to what? And way back in the Garden of Eden, the devil shifted man's position because man gave glory to God, his creator, until the devil came on the scene and he said to man, you will be as wise as gods. And if we are as wise as gods, then we don't need the God of heaven. And that has been man's downfall until today. And all over in the colleges, all over the world, man is the supreme being. And because God has given to man the earth, then he is the ruler of earth's domain. And sometimes we tend to think that we are the ultimate head. But I want to encourage each one of us this morning to give glory to the God of heaven. I think it would be a fair question to say, why should we give glory to him? It says, for your mercy and for your truth's sake. Why should I give glory to God? Because he is a merciful God. He remembers our frame and he knows that my spirit needs his life. My soul needs peace and my body needs to be healthy. And God has made provision for every part of my being. My spirit, one songwriter says, my spirit, my soul, and my body, Jesus, I give to you. So now, God's mercy is extended to him. So we can give glory to God, one, for his mercy. That is from everlasting to everlasting. Thank God for his mercy. The prophet said in Lamentation chapter 3, it is because of the Lord's mercy why we are not consumed. So I'm going to encourage you to give glory unto God for his mercy. It is because of his mercy why he has preserved us until today. The second thing we need to give glory to God for is for his truth. And let me say this. In this world of confusion, when knowledge increases and knowledge could be changing from this moment to the next, from the next to the next, then it is so comforting to know that there is a body of truth, God's truth, that has been preserved to us. It has come to our generation. God preserved his truth so that this day, today, we can be anchored. Our souls can find rest in God's truth. David said in Psalm 100 that your truth endures to all generation. I'm having an amazing experience. If I may just take a minute and share this. We had three grandchildren, and one was born in September, one was born in May, and I'm telling you, it's the most amazing thing. When I look at these kids, they look directly into our eyes. They don't look at anything else. They look into our eyes because our eyes give a message to them. And if I turn away my head from my five-month-old, then she starts crying. She wants my attention. Oh, what an amazing thing. And I sing to them, how sweet to hold a newborn baby. I'm talking about God's truth now. Why should we give glory to God? How great it is, how sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the thrill, the joy, the pride that it brings. But greater still, this calm assurance, this child can face uncertain days because Jesus Christ lives. And I'm saying because of God's truth, We can confidently teach our children, teach our grandchildren, and see them grow up, and they have direction, they have purpose. And in God's word, we find the truth concerning purpose. We give glory to God for his truth, because the only way you will find your purpose, it's when you go back to God's truth. Because the self-help books, the positive books, as Rick Warren says, they are just surmising. They are trying to tell us what purpose is about. But you see, folks, we can give glory to God this morning, because purpose is in the mind of the Creator. So I can give glory to God, because in his word, his truth, he has revealed purpose. And just like this cell phone, I'm on a cell phone, I stopped on the road, and I'm speaking to you because someone from Israel, he put together this thing that is called a cell phone. And cell phone, it gives us mobile communication. That's the purpose. And that was in the mind of the Creator. So what is happening this morning is that God's truth tells us about purpose. And Jesus in St. John 15 and verse 4, he was able to say, Father, I have glorified you in the earth. I have finished the work that you gave me to do. So Jesus knew his purpose. His purpose was to glorify God. And I'm saying we can give glory to God this morning for his truth, because his truth reveals to us that our purpose is to live our lives to the glory of God. That will change your life. And the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 31, whether therefore you eat or you drink or whatever you do, you are doing your business, in your marriage, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So here is a wisdom key. Purpose is not in what you do, but it is why you do what you do. Purpose is not in what you do, but in why you do what you do. So here we are this morning, giving glory to God, not to man, not unto us, but unto his name. We give glory for his mercy and for his truth's sake. Because you see, God is in heaven, and he does, verse 3 says, Psalm 115, he does whatever pleases him. He is sovereign, and no one can call him into question. But you see, verse 16 says, God has given to us, the children of men, the earth, and he has given it to us for a period of time. And just like when you lease an apartment or a house, and if you put a security system there, the owner of the house doesn't know the security code. So he cannot come to my house or your house and do whatever he wants. God is in heaven, and he does whatever pleases him in the universe. But in the realm of earth, he has given it to the children of men. And let me tell you the amazing privilege that we have this morning. We have the amazing privilege to start living our lives to the glory of God, so that in this confused earth, there is a people, the people of God, who have come into purpose and who is living our lives to the glory of God. And now God can use us to speak to that young man. God can use us to be a blessing to a person's marriage, because there is so much confusion, so much fear, and so much pride in the souls of men. There are three things that keeps us in bondage. It is pride, it is fear, and it is confusion. But God's truth and God's mercy and the Holy Spirit can use us as we come into purpose and begin to give glory to God. Then we become witnesses of him. We become those that are spreading God's truth to others, whether at the workplace, we do whatever we do to the glory of God. In our marriages, someone can look and we become an example, because Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. So our great God, he is sovereign, and he does whatever pleases him in the heavens above. But he has given to the earth the children of men. And this morning, he's looking for a man. He's looking for a woman whose heart is perfect towards him, who will come in agreement with God's purpose, so that now he can work through us. We can now show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. Will you be one of those individuals this morning who will start living your life to the glory of God, who will start giving glory to him for his mercy and for his truth? And although God is sovereign and he can do whatever he pleases, he will not come into your life and just do whatever he wants to do. He waits on us, as it were, as he draws us, he woos us to himself. He waits on us to humble ourselves to him and say, yes, Father, your way is right. Your purpose for me is right. And this Friday morning, as we listen all over the country, all over the world, let me encourage you to humble yourself. And through faith in Jesus Christ, you can come back to God, because he gave himself the just for the unjust to bring us back to God, to bring us back into purpose, where we start living our lives to the glory of God. What a privilege has been given to us to come back in alignment with the great God of heaven. Eventually, he's going to take back the earth. Yes, and the only one who can bring peace to this troubled world, I believe, is Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. But until then, you can have this peace in your soul, because the kingdom of God, it's not in meat and drink, it's in righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. So you can have his righteousness, you can have his peace in your soul, and you can have the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. So let me encourage you this morning to humble yourself and say, yes, Lord, you are the only one. Jesus Christ is the only one who deserves the glory from my heart. The Lord bless you. Thank you for listening. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Bishop Kitson, for that powerful and profound word this morning. After the prayer, I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we glorify you. We honor you,
yes,
and we celebrate you. We thank
Hallelujah.
You because this day you made it, God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what the circumstances were on yesterday.
Hallelujah.
Or what the circumstances are today, God. We put them all in your hands, and we know that you will do what you can do, Father. Father,
yes,
so we speak right now victory in every situation that we will,
yes,
encounter in this day, Father. We are more than conquerors because you promised us that in your word, Father. So we thank you for the man of God who has blessed us today and has charged us to give you the glory, God. And so we give you the glory in everything that we do, and we pray right now for increase in his life, Father. I pray for strength in his body, in his mind, in his spirit, in his ministry, in his family right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare,
Jesus,
that no weapon formed against him shall prosper in Jesus'
glory,
name, Father.
Glory.
So I lift him up and I plead the blood of Jesus over him. Right,
thank you,
now,
Lord.
And I
thank
you,
you
God,
thank you,
for increase in his life, Father. And I thank you for each and every caller that has dialed into the Master's Call, God. I thank you, Father, because you know them. You know them internally and externally, Father. And
yes,
I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just do new and greater things in their life, Father, as you have turned around things, Father God, completely, Father. Continue to turn them around in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we walk into greatness today. We walk with power. We walk with your anointing. We walk with your love, which is unconditional. We walk with your joy, with your peace, Father God. And I just pray that the world will be different today because each of us has walked out into the world, Father.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Father God, because you are all that and more, Father. You are amazing. You are healer. You are deliverer. You are our shepherd. You are our refuge, God. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you for blessing our families. We thank you for keeping our children as they go out to school today, Father God. And as some of us adults go out to school, I pray that you would allow our minds to be open, that we will receive what is being taught to us today, Father. Let our ears be open, that we would hear from you, God. And that in everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we think, that we would give you the glory. These
Hallelujah.
Things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah is the
glory.
Highest praise.
Glory.
In Jesus'
glory.
Name, amen, amen,
amen.
And amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for dialing into the Master's Call. I know you want to hear the replay for this number, I mean for this call, so let me give you the replay number, 712-432-1085, and the access code that you use to dial in, 957-677-POUND. Remember, after the second part of this call, we'll be heading over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-POUND for additional information on the Artist Empowerment Conference that will be taking place October the 31st through November the 2nd at the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. Please go to www.artistempowermentconference.com for additional information. Remember, you are a great minister in the marketplace, so go out and be great. Walk in greatness, because that is who God called you to be. So at this time, I'm going to ask Bishop Kitson to come back and give us our benediction, and then the next voice that you will hear after him will be none other than our Mother Eagle here on the Master's Call. Our wonderful, she is victorious, she is dedicated and committed, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Bishop Kitson, the floor is yours.
Could you please repeat the replay number for me, please?
I sure will. The replay for the Master's Call is 712-432-1085. So 712-432-1085, and the access code 957-677-POUND.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're so welcome.
I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, both now and forevermore. Amen. The Lord bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. What a word, what a word, what a word. Thank you so much. And as always, Bishop Kitson, for making the time and taking the time to all our hearts. We always discern from you the wisdom of God, a fatherly love from our Heavenly Father. So I salute you, man of God. We love and appreciate you for being a part of what God is doing each and every weekday morning here on the Master's Call. And as Minister Tiffany said, we continue to pray back virtue into you and your family, your ministry, that new grandbaby that I know you're loving and enjoying even the more. But we thank you and do not take it lightly for all that you have done, are doing, and will do for the Master's Call. Amen. Well, again, good morning, Master's Call family. This is Dr. V, excited on this Friday to be with you and to continue to do what God has empowered us, mandated for us to do each and every Friday. At the end of the call, we take time to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports. If you hit star 6, you can come in the queue and then 1, and we'll take whatever you want to present to us. We are excited to be midwives in prayer, and that's because we cover
We speak the word of God and birth the will of God for your prayer requests each and every time. Want to thank you for your continued prayers. We want to first continue to lift up the Givens family, the Gatlin family, our own executive president, Martha Givens, her mother, Mrs. Mother Geneva. We've been praying for many different times. I did transition and go home to be with the Lord last weekend. As Martha told me, they had a truly celebration, homegoing celebration last Saturday there in Fort Worth. So we still want to continue to lift up. Her mother's last name was Gatlin, G-A-G-L-I-N, but Martha Givens and the Gatlin family. Her father's doing very, very well. They were married 64 years. That's a long time. And we praise God for the Lord allowing that union. She said he's doing phenomenal. I talked to her before yesterday. Again, just checking on her, and she said her dad is really doing good. We know it's the prayers of the righteous. So continue, please, to keep the whole family lifted up in prayer. And while we're still in that great state and area there in Dallas, Minister Ernest Hubbard, director with Artists, had a stroke recently and is there in Parkland Hospital out of intensive care, doing better every day, talking better. And he said the doctors told him he was in really good shape in his body, and if he had not been, this would have taken him out. And he let them know quickly it's because of those Artists products that he had been on. So we are just continuing to lift up Ernest Hubbard and keep him covered in prayer for a total of full recovery. So we're continuing to pray for those we know who had loved ones to go home to be with the Lord, or just any transitions in our life. We as a family want to definitely lift up each other. All righty, we're going to start out going up to Philadelphia to Miss Shervon. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. V. How are you?
I am great. And you, woman of God?
Wonderful. Blessed, blessed, blessed. I wanted to give a praise report in regards to my prayer request for my mom, who did end up having the eye surgery. They were able to rinse her eye and get all the blood out so that they could see what was going on. And she had a hole in her retina as well as a tear. And so they did the laser repair, and then after they took off the patch the next day, she said she had blurriness, but a lot of it was because of the swelling to the eye. And so she had to take some drops. And next week, when she goes back to the doctors, the swelling should have minimized greatly to make her sight more clearer. So she can see, praise God. And so we're blessed and thankful for that. Also, what I wanted to say, yes, yes, praise God. Yes, yes. The other thing that I wanted to share, I heard something this week on one of the radio stations, one of the praise stations here, and it was really interesting. And the statement was, if God gave you what you thanked him for yesterday, what would you have? And so, Master's Call family, I want to let you all know, I thank God for you all, because this call is such a blessing to me. And I just am so thankful for it. And I just wanted to verbally put it on our Friday call, opposed to just trying to text many of you who I do happen to have that number for. And I just thank you all so very much. And to all of you, have a blessed weekend. I pray y'all have some blessed showcases. We had that challenge from Sister Tate to have as many showcases this weekend. So
right. You
all have a blessed weekend.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. We love and appreciate you, and amen on the success of your mother's eye surgery. All right, this seems like a Houston number, 5273. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa.
Hey,
Miss Martha Marie Preston from the north side of town, our platinum president. Always good to hear your voice.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. To my artist family this morning, it's good hearing you. I've been running up and down the highway and up to the hospital every day. Her name is Nellie Smith, my sister-in-law. She went in to go to have surgery and passed out before they could get her to surgery. So she had an infection in her blood, and they didn't know what happened. And she had walking pneumonia, and I don't know, they don't know how she got that. But thanks be to God, she's doing better. They found something that could antibiotic that could get rid of that infection. So she's going down. They had to put a trachea in day before yesterday, but she's doing a lot better, y'all. Just keep her lifted up in prayer. Her name is Nellie Smith. She's a fighter. She's doing well. She loves the Lord. So he has been really, truly working a miracle for her right in front of her family's face. So I want y'all to keep her lifted up in prayer.
Amen.
And that's just been a shock for all of us. So I've just been ripping and running. I'm tired. I'm really tired, but I got to go back in just a little bit. I'm on my way back up there to see about her.
Well, you know we'll cover you in prayer and keep her covered. I just learned about that yesterday afternoon. I don't even know who I was talking to. Your goddaughter, Angela, and she asked me, did I know that? I said, no. And so thank you for calling in to let us know, and we will definitely be keeping her covered in prayer. And we will cover you in prayer to have wisdom and get some rest. And you're running and taking care of everybody. I know there's an S on your chest for Super Saint, but you're going to have to slow down, my dear sister. Amen.
All right. We'll
keep your prayer. Please tell the entire family we say hi and send our love.
All right, then. Thank you, hon. Love y'all. And y'all have a blessed weekend, too.
You too. All right, we're going to head out to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, to one of our prayer warrior members. Such a blessing to the entire team. Miss Brenda, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa and TMC family. God bless you. Yesterday morning, my sister called me and asked prayer for her friend's daughter. Her name is Jennifer Brown. She had been diagnosed with MS, and they had gone to the doctor earlier this week and said the condition had progressed. So she called my sister and said, did you call Brenda and ask her and her team to pray? So I'm bringing her before all of you for prayer that God would do a great work in her life. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. And then hopefully they're open to some of our great products to do some natural healing.
You know I'm on my way over there with it.
I know so far
the memory charge and I think Omega 369, so Tiffany may have some other items on the table.
Ms. Tiffany, is there anything else you can suggest?
And Laviv, I'm sure.
So we have Laviv Red, we have Green 29, Omega 369, Coral Calcium.
Oh, yeah, Coral Calcium for the bones. Did you get that, Ms. Brenda?
I got it.
And you have Pure Noni, of course, right?
Okay, yes. Okay.
All right.
It's teamwork that makes the dream work, along with the prayers of the righteous. Thank you so much, Ms. Brenda. All right, we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to head out to Indiana. Good morning, Ms. Jackie. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor V, and good morning, my TMC family. I am calling and requesting prayer. My middle grandchild is in a competition in Memphis, Tennessee this weekend, so we'll be heading out early tomorrow morning for that competition, my entire family. So please keep us uplifted in prayer that God will give us traveling mercies there and back, and pray that she would do well in her competition. And
where did you say you were going to Nashville?
Memphis.
Memphis. And what's her first name?
My granddaughter?
Yes.
Elena. Alayna.
All righty.
Now, this will be her first real competition, and she's going up with a against a group that is actually has their own TV show and has been publicized on TV for a couple of years now. So this is their first competition, and they're going up against a powerhouse. So keep them, keep her lifted up in prayer, her and her team. And Pastor Vanessa, I'd like to say congratulations to you. Great job, and great for you to stick and stay.
Thank you. Bless you, dear. All righty. Well, we're going to pray the David and Goliath story, that they're going to do just great, and you all will have a great time and good traveling mercies. I think this is Minister Sharon from Houston. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call, Ms. Songbird. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Ben, my GMC family. I love y'all. Have a praise report first. Bible study, we was learning about favor and blessings from the stories of Job and Joseph, and our pastor told us to look for favor and a blessing, and the next day had an annual review and got a raise. Amen. So,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Unexpected, unexpected favor and blessing. And the prayer report, the prayer request, my stepbrother's mom passed, and so her homegoing celebration is tomorrow. Want to lift him up and the whole family in prayer. And he did request that I sing. I'm still struggling with that throat thing. It's just my throat. I feel great. I'm not sure what that is, but it's just my throat. The attack is, so I need prayer for that. And I spoke with my sister last night, late last night, finally caught up with her, and she's still in a lot of excruciating pain. And she said it's, she thinks that it's bone on bone now, and it's just really, really bad. And she can barely walk two houses down without, you know, going back home. So I told her I would put her on the prayer list. Her name is Gwen Sanders. My stepbrother's name is Ricky Smith.
Now, is it Ricky Smith who passed?
No, his mom. His mom passed. His mom. His mom passed. You know, they're having her homegoing celebration tomorrow.
Okay, I got it right. And your sister is Gwen Sanders, who has the soreness with the foot.
No, it's her knees, both of her knees, and she says that it's bone on bone now. Because we were trying to get things to help her, and she just said that it's just too far gone.
Now, is she drinking a lot of the Crayon Aloe and the Levis?
I can't get her to drink anything.
Okay. Because, you know, Gloria Tate gives that testimony of how she was bone on bone. And my fiance was the same thing, where he was on a cane, and now he's just doing really, really well. And it was a threatening him with the inch of his life, you're right, to get that. But it does work, you know, if she's in pain enough to get her to understand if she drinks the Crayon Aloe and the Levis. With the omega 369, because it lubricates the joints. Maybe if you can only get her to do the fish oil, that will help out a lot.
I'll have to go over and put it in her mouth, but I will try it.
Well, we're going to believe God that it's going to be successful.
Okay.
You'll have favor when you go speak with her.
God bless y'all.
All righty. Amen, amen. Is there anyone else who has a prayer request or a praise report? Again, this is the time that we designate and delegate to do exactly that. We want to hear from each and every one of you. That is the whole platform and one of the main missions that Dr. PK and I received from the Lord when we began this call. And we are so excited as we keep talking about it that upcoming, we're calling it our Founders Week. We're going to begin celebrating on the 20th through the 24th, the actual 25th. Which is 4 years for us, is that Saturday next month in October. But we'll be celebrating the whole week on the faithfulness of God, that every day, whether it was Christmas or Memorial Day, Labor Day, as we just were on the call. We've been faithful to come on, and you all have been faithful to call in. And we do not take that for granted, and we want to truly celebrate what the Lord has done, and so many lives have been blessed. We're encouraging as many of you as possible, please go to the website and post a comment of what this call has meant to you. That's the praise report we would love for you to do for us. And, you know, our Master's Call website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. Document it for all of heaven to see and hell to know that we're on a mission each and every day, and what the Master's Call has meant to you. We would greatly appreciate that as we head toward our four-year celebration. Well, there's no more prayer requests. No one. We'll go on and go to the Lord in prayer. Don't want to leave out anybody, but always want to make sure you know we welcome and we take so serious to bathe in prayer each and every prayer request and praise reports that we receive. Heavenly Father, we just thank you on this faithful Friday that we are focused on you and that you're helping us day by day to become more faithful to you and your purpose and your destiny for our lives. Again, we thank you for your manservant, your mouthpiece who truly spoke the message from the throne room this morning, Bishop Kitson. Oh, we speak the blessings. We pray for you to restore and pour back in all the virtue he poured out to us. Thank you, Father, that your blessing is going in and coming out with his family, that new grandbaby, that blessing, and to the entire family, his ministry, Father, every project that he puts his hands to and the heart desires, we ask because he took the time to plant into our lives. We ask for the hundredfold return in every area of his life. Continue to bless him and keep him strong. Father, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We lift them up, the founders of Artists International, who you use, Lord, to knit our hearts together, to knit our lives together. And as we take on the mandate to cover them in prayer, a company that starts out saying it's about faith, faith in you, as we care about your first institution, the family, and then that affords us a lifestyle that glorifies you to create the legacy for our children's children's children. That will always magnify you. We thank you, Lord God, for all the leaders. We continue to lift up and pray for our communications director, Ms. Olga Zamunda. I thank you that you're using her mightily. I thank you that you continue to give her the wisdom of God, and Frank and everybody who is involved in the leadership of this company. We pray for all of our platinums, a part of Artists International, down to the advisor who literally joined last night. Oh, let the blood hedge of protection be around us. Let the favor of God flow in us. Father, you ordained artists to do great things, and let this company continue to have a mandate of us understanding we are your ambassadors, your ministers in the marketplace. Father, we thank you for comfort. For the Gadlin family, as we specifically lift up our dear sister Martha Givens, we thank you for the celebration of life of Mother Geneva in your presence, and the peace you're giving her husband and the entire family. Continue to send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to Minister Ernest Hubbard. I thank you that he's getting stronger every day by you. We thank you from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. We speak a re-strengthening, a rejuvenation of his body. Stroke is a name, and it is bowing to the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your Jehovah Rapha healing virtue and Siobhan's mother's eye. We thank you that all is well. Not only can she see, but even see better. Father, we curse and cancel even pain and discomfort. Oh, yes, we can speak to it, and we know our authority, but we thank you for smooth healing. And even as they take the patch off, as she goes back to the doctor next week, the doctor will be amazed at how miraculously that eye is healing, because your touch, the master's touch, the surgeon general, has touched her body. And thank you for the peace and the joy that it has given her daughter and the entire family. Now, Father, we heard the prayer request of our dear beloved Marie. We thank you that we call out Nellie Smith's name. She belongs to you. We send the word of healing to that hospital. Father, we thank you that the blood is clean and whole. All infections are driven out. We thank you, Father, that pneumonia is the name. It has to bow to the name of Jesus. But we speak your Jehovah Rapha healing virtue. Father, we know that Nellie loves you and trusts you with all of her heart. Now the prayers of the righteous availeth much. You, Surgeon General, touch your daughter of Zion, and we thank you for the praise report, the testimony, the miracle in the making with Nellie's body now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we've heard the prayer requests of Jennifer Brown with MS. MS is a name. Multiple sclerosis, must bow to the name of Jesus. Those muscle disorders, we speak to every bone, every muscle, every tissue, every organ. Line up by the blood of Jesus. Father, touch Jennifer's body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. What the devil had meant for bad for this vessel, Father, you're turning it around for good. We call Jennifer Brown the healed and the whole in you. Father, we won't be moved by the doctor's report. You said in your word, whose report will we believe? We choose to believe the report of the Lord. We choose to activate the heavenlies with the praise report of our healing. We choose to speak to her body by your Jehovah Rapha power and command it to line up. We speak a purification of the blood. We speak a purification of her entire system. We call her healed and whole in you in the name of Jesus. Now we thank you for Elena and her competition in Memphis this weekend, and for Traveling Mercies, for Jackie and her entire family as they travel down the road, ministering angels of God and camped around that car. We thank you that there shall be absolutely no malfunction with the vehicles that are going, with the time and the travel, no accidents. Father, we thank you for sweet fellowship, love and laughter and encouragement in the car as you knit their hearts with even new memories, better experiences of you letting us know that we are loved. Now, even for this competition, we speak, Father, your intervention, that even though they may be with a more seasoned team, God, with you on their side, like David and Goliath, you've got it all worked out for your glory and their good. So we thank you for a very fruitful, a very positive, a very exciting, fun time in the name of Jesus. We thank you even for Minister Sharon walking in the favor, understanding we have a right as King's kids, as your children of God, to embrace the favor, to put on the cloak of favor. And Father, because she received the word, the teaching of her pastor, she embraced it in her spirit. She believed it. She walked right into the blessing. So we celebrate with our dear sister a raise on her job. And I thank you because she's been a good steward, a tither of what you've given her. We even thank you for the increase, the more, the more, the more in Jesus' name. We pray for the homegoing celebration of Ricky Smith's mother. Now, Father, I thank you for a life lived that glorified you. We speak peace to Ricky and the entire family. We thank you that you are the comforter, and even though that she will be missed, we thank you for the legacy and the lineage that she leaves behind that will glorify and magnify your name. Now, we send the word of healing even to Sharon's voice, to her throat, that she will be your anointed vessel, singing and ushering in your presence even the more to the family at this celebration. Oh, we thank you that we know, when we know the Lord, when we know you, God, we know that we will see our loved ones again. And Father, we thank you that this celebration will be full of celebrating a life, celebrating the love, celebrating the memories that this woman of God has created in the lives of many. That we pray for her sister, Father, Gwen Sanders,
for her knees, the bones, Jehovah Rapha. We send the word of healing. We send the word of divine health. Father, let her be open to take the products. We thank you that even when Sharon goes to talk to her, you've already gone before her, prepared the way and prepared her heart. Pain is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. So we speak the healing, Jehovah Rapha virtue, to Gwen right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, even for the spoken as well as the unspoken prayer requests and praise reports, we thank you, Daddy God. You said in Isaiah 55:11, not one word will return void. So we thank you that you hear and you answer prayer, and we walk in the boldness. We walk in the confidence of knowing, Daddy God, you're working it out for our good and for your glory. Now we thank you, Father, as we go through this weekend with the showcases from coast to coast, with the different parties, with people striving to meet these goals of president, of platinum president, or the finances to go to the Bahamas. We continue to lift up the kings of artists, and as many of them are traveling this weekend down to the Bahamas to do that first run to prepare the way for us. Father, with platinum president Anastasia, give them favor at this hotel. Father, we thank you for the spirit of excellence, the spirit of unity and love one for another, and that as they are preparing for us, we are preparing ourselves to go and receive the buffet spread of training, of knowledge, of fellowship, realizing that artists is about a mission with a mandate to help others with health and creating that generational wealth. So we thank you, Daddy God, that you're covering us all by the blood of Jesus, and that we are right in place. We're understanding our purpose, as we were discussed today. We're understanding that you've got it, and as we walk trusting, leaning and depending on you and you alone, we thank you for the breakthroughs. We speak the Jehovah Nissi victories in our life, and as we leave this call, but never separated from you. Oh, glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Lord God, for stirring up the gifts of God inside us. Thank you, Daddy God, for downloading even new strategies into our hearts and our minds and understanding. Thank you, Daddy God, for the favor that's fallen on our lives, on this company, on everything we touch. Thank you, Father, for being a Father full of wisdom, and that we have a heart and the ears to hear and obey. So we speak of fruitful weekend. We speak a weekend full of blessings that overtake us. We speak a weekend that as you walk us into divine opportunities, Holy Ghost setups, strategic hookups, that we will be that minister in the marketplace. Now we seal this in the precious blood of Jesus. We seal this in the authority that comes in the name of Jesus, decreeing and declaring over our lives that it is done and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you so very, very much. Go out and have that blessed weekend, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. And for many of you all, head on over to that Transform 90 call today with our very own President Shavela Banks, and we will hear you back on this call on Monday. Love you. Bye-bye.